Hi, I'm Margaret, and this is Pedagogy What? The Confessions of a First-Year Teacher. I just started my first year of teaching, and this podcast is going to be about the ups, the downs, and the crazy that happens as I progress through this year. This podcast is for new teachers, veteran teachers, teachers-to-be, and anyone else interested in this journey that is the next year of my life. So where were we? Oh, right. I had survived the first week. Hooray! Except, it felt like I hadn't actually taught anyone anything. I still didn't have a real syllabus written. It felt a lot like I was cheating. Like someone was going to come into my classroom and tell me that this had all been a huge mistake, and they were going to replace me with a real teacher. That hasn't happened yet, but I'm still not convinced that it won't. Back to the story. I'd just finished my first week of school. I'd survived by playing games and setting up a social contract. I can't remember if the social contract bled into Monday or not, but I don't think it did. I was going to print our contracts out on poster-sized paper where the kids could all sign them, but we ran out of poster paper. As far as I know, we still don't have any, even though it's been at least 5 weeks since I tried. Supply chain problems, just like everywhere else. If we do have any, the library hasn't announced it to anyone. So, instead, they got printed on tabloid-sized paper, thanks to one of the librarian's suggestions, and hung up in my room, and you can barely read them. Oh well, it was a thought. Maybe it'll work out better next year. The most amusing thing about the social contracts? One of my classes legitimately asked for an elementary school style behavior chart. They came up with that idea entirely on their own. Now, do I know how to actually use a behavior chart? Nope, but I bought one anyway. Here's the thing, I haven't actually gotten around to hanging it up. Truthfully, it doesn't feel like we need it. The kids have calmed down significantly since those first few chaotic days. Anyway, I think we went over the syllabus on either Monday or Tuesday. My syllabus was ripped off wholesale from the AP Psych class's syllabus, with a little bit changed here and there and some additional language about the classroom being a supportive environment. When I read the syllabus out loud to my classes, I noticed some other things I needed to change, but it was too late by then. That's a common theme of this year. I do a lesson or an activity or something. It mostly goes okay. Part of it goes off the rails. I realize what I need to change, and then I shrug and make a note for next year, because it's too late to change it now. This happens probably every other day. I have lots of notes for next year. So we go through the syllabi. Syllabus day was probably the most boring day I've had so far. There is no way that I can think of to make reading a syllabus engaging or fun. It was torture for me and torture for the kids. It was just not good. Did I make them take them home and get them signed? Yes, I did. Did I do anything with those signed pages, like give them a grade for turning it in? No, I did not. I did make them fill out an About Me worksheet, and I gave them a grade for that. So everyone who filled one out started out the year with a 100. Then we moved on to mindfulness. I had this idea in my head that getting the kids to meditate would help lower their stress levels and make it easier for them to participate in class. I have no idea if it's working. The kids just stare at their phones while I read through the meditations. But I think that at least a few of them might be paying attention and just pretending to look at their phones, where they don't look like dorks or something. I got the meditation idea from a class I took in law school. We spent the beginning of class, each time we met, doing some mindfulness exercises. meditating, that sort of stuff. And then we had to get together in small groups once or twice a week to do additional meditation. We learned many, many random things in that class, both about mindfulness and other random things, how to take care of ourselves and be better lawyers, and I really appreciated it. I also opted into it. Technically, I teach electives, but I know that not every kid made an affirmative decision to be in them. Some of them just got assigned to my class because they had a hole in their schedule and needed a class. Plus, when they signed up at the end of last year, they didn't know they would be meditating every day. I don't let that stop me, though. I figured if I wanted the kids to buy into mindfulness and meditation, I needed to teach them about it first. So I found a PowerPoint online about how to do it and why. I thought we would spend about a week on it. I talked to other people at school about teaching mindfulness generally and got some rough ideas. Mainly, they just said that me being willing to teach it was cool and that it would be useful for the kids. So yeah, I found a presentation, and having no clue how long it would take to teach anything at this point, hoped that it would take up a whole week, or at least the rest of that week. It did not. It took 2 days. Whoops. So we spent 2 days learning about how to pay attention to ourselves and to the world around us, and why that sort of thing is important. I don't think they got it. To be fair to them, I probably didn't teach it very well. I don't think I taught anything very well until possibly mid-September. Still, I have been persistent in my meditation practice. This is what the beginning of my class looks like. I play music when they're walking in and while I'm taking attendance. We take 3 to 5 minutes at the beginning of every class to meditate, and that's how we start our day. I started out picking the music and having them do bell ringers as they walked in. I tried to make the music relate to the bell ringers, even if some of the connections were tenuous at best. My ability to write decent bell ringers sucks, though, and I stopped doing them consistently about a month in. So, no more bell ringers now. Instead, they get to pick the music, since I'm playing it before class instead of during class. On the beginning of the year worksheets, I asked each of them what their favorite song was, and now I play those. After screening them for inappropriate language and themes, of course. If I can find clean versions, I play those. If I can't find clean versions, I just can't play the song. Do you know how hard it is to find an NBA Youngboy song that isn't completely butchered by removing the inappropriate language? I listen to a lot of NBA Youngboy songs. I almost like NBA Youngboy now. At the very least, I have an appreciation of him. I feel like this is a good place to transition from what was going on at the beginning of school to what's happening now. Like I said, I don't remember a lot about what happened a month and a half ago. I just know I used PowerPoints that I found online that sort of lined up with our textbooks, and presented them in the most boring way possible. It was like the syllabus redux. The kids were bored. I was bored. I teach 4 sections of psychology, so by the time I got to class 4 with these lectures, I felt like I was going to fall asleep as I gave them. I absolutely hated it. And I hated that I didn't know how to do it any better. The rest of that week was a blur. I just remember 2 things about it. 1, I got assigned a mentor. She's a lifesaver, by the way. And 2, it ended with the department going out for drinks at the end of it. I desperately, desperately needed a drink. I'm going to have a grab bag of stuff that's happened in the past few weeks when we start out next time, including open house and my first time telling a couple of students I was going to write them up. But this is where we're going to end things today. Come back in 2 weeks for the next installment of Pedagogy What? The Confessions of a First-Year Teacher. And I'd appreciate it if you'd tell your friends and colleagues about this podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at pedagogy_what. No question mark. Thanks for listening. Bye.